Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 3, focus on community, one together. Part 2, one glorious church. Study 025, Kingdom Prayer. Revelation 5, verse 6 to 10. And I saw between the throne with the four living creatures and the elders a lamb, standing as if slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he came and took the book out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. When he'd taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each one holding a harp and a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." What an amazing passage in the book of Revelation here, looking at the unfolding of events towards the sequence of end time actions that are orchestrated from heaven by the Lamb. Notice that little phrase in there, the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Today we're looking at the subject of kingdom prayer. At the end of this passage, we read, "You've made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth." We see this as a prayer-based reigning. As the book of Revelation unfolds, it's clear that as things are released in heaven, so there are manifestations on the earth. And this is the real emphasis for us to grasp here. Jesus is in authority in heaven, but he has a people of his own. He's one glorious church, the new creation, which is a different spirit that's united in him, that he's formed into a kingdom. And that kingdom, that's us, is called to reign on the earth. Reign through prayer, reign through proclamation. And he outworks that on the earth through his church. So part of the vision we carry is to embrace this as we pursue a lifestyle of union with Jesus in the new creation. So we enter into partnership with him on a kingdom or governmental level. It's just one further aspect of Jesus manifested in and through his church as he comes to work out his authority and kingdom government through us. We are his instruments on the earth. From that passage, we have a priestly role through which we are to reign. And we understand that Jesus is the victorious high priest who's opened the way into eternal life. So what is this priestly role that we play? Quite simply, the priest had two key functions typically. One, representing God to man, and secondly, representing man to God. So in our kingdom role, we do exactly the same. We bring situations of need before him in prayer, but we also demonstrate and proclaim his kingdom to the world around us. We are his ambassadors sent out with a message of reconciliation. Perhaps the clearest example of all this priestly prayer role is found in what's often called the Lord's Prayer. Just this one phrase, Matthew 6:10, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We are his kingdom on the earth, and we're called to reign here. We're to pray that his kingdom comes and that his will be done here on the earth just as it is in heaven. So as his people, we're not to be bystanders. This one glorious church isn't just like this polished jewel that shines. It's very interactive. It's very much an expression of who he is as his body. And particularly now, as we're looking at the theme heading towards the end times, we're seeing specifically with unfolding events, the primary purpose is the manifestation of his kingdom and his will, and praying through the issues that unfold. This should keep our attention away from religious formalities and engage us in a much higher quality of spiritual life, manifesting the authority and the presence of Jesus. We see this specifically around the idea of regions and neighbourhoods. So every inn, small group community, is going to exist somewhere. And so we encourage each inn to take ownership of their immediate neighbourhood or region. It can sometimes extend beyond that, but oftentimes it's focused primarily there, where this inn group takes on responsibility of being channels of the authority of Jesus as this priestly kingdom expression right where they live. And a major part and the focus of this is the extension of the kingdom. Multitudes of people encountering Jesus and receiving him towards the completion of the bride. The Holy Spirit has revealed to us a simple prayer model using Psalm 24 that we can model in a group context, and we'll try to create a video to share this. But it's just to say that we've got a simple plan that helps a group gather and together engage with Jesus in this high priestly role. In the InVision, we seek to pick up the action of kingdom prayer. Some inns will participate in this more than others. Some may even take this on as their primary role and identity and seek to partner maybe with other inns that are more active in community witness. But even where this isn't the case, we encourage every inn to take this on at some level as part of their identity of inspired community together. I just want to look briefly, I guess in closing here, a number of passages that reveal what's included in the phrase, "Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven." This keeps our praying aligned and focused on his agenda. First, Jesus explained that no one can see or enter the kingdom unless he's born again, born of the Spirit. This is entry into the new creation. So your kingdom come, your will be done, definitely includes the new birth. This is John 3 verse 5. Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit." So a strong your kingdom come prayer point is for all those who are still trapped in the fallen race to hear about Jesus and respond, receiving him. Second, Jesus declared that casting out a demon by the Holy Spirit is a manifestation of his kingdom. Matthew 12, 28, "If I cast out demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." So another your kingdom come prayer point is for those impacted by demons to experience deliverance. Both these first two points really are concerning the power in community witness as the group seeks to reach out as Jesus empowers them to impact the community around. Prayer around these two points is like the air cover for this battle that takes place on the ground. Third, the kingdom is manifested through righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14 verse 17. This is really a your kingdom come prayer for those who have already entered the new creation. It's kind of focused on the community of believers, right? This is the realm of the Holy Spirit where righteousness, peace and joy should be manifesting. And sometimes things break a bit. And the purpose is for rich community expressions of the one glorious church to be restored. So the prayer here is specifically around situations that are not aligned with righteousness, peace or joy, where the Holy Spirit is being quenched. There'll be a lot more that comes up for prayer that the Holy Spirit will reveal specifically for each gathering. The key is to be willing to let him lead and to make time available where this can happen. So we recommend that every inn plans regular kingdom prayer gatherings like this so that Jesus can develop this strong, victorious and glorious manifestation of his church as we partner with him reigning on the earth as he is in heaven. Paul wrote this to the Ephesians, "With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints." That's Ephesians 6, verse 18. In closing, for further study, there's a whole series of kingdom prayers or apostolic prayers, you might call them, through the New Testament, where you can really grasp the content of kingdom-focused praying. I'll just list them. You can look them up. They're also on our written study for today, for this study. Ephesians 1, 15 to 23. Ephesians 3, 14 to 21, Philippians 1, 3 to 11, and Colossians 1, 9 to 14.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.